Dr. Matt, what's on the agenda?
Well, firstly, Eleanor, thanks for having me. It's really nice to be here in the morning, bright and early. Relatively bright and early. Today, I would like to talk about something that's pretty close to my heart. I'm going to be talking about solar cells. So,
okay.
Eleanor, when you think of solar cells, if you have a close your eyes and you have a picture of what you're thinking about, what are you seeing?
I see those black things on people's roofs.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay, good. I'm glad I'm on the right track.
You nailed it. Yeah, you're right on the right track. So the most commonly used material that is used to make solar cells is silicon. And this is the kind of thing that we see all across rooftops in Australia. In more progressive countries, we see them in fields and large installations. And silicon solar cells make up about 90% of what we think of when we think of solar cells. So this is a technology that was developed in the 1950s. It was first kind of publicly shown in 1954 in the Bell Labs in America, and probably has about 90% market share at the moment. So that's kind of the workhorse, these kind of black or perhaps blue solar cells that you see on the roof. It's been kind of the champion of solar cells, but there are new things which are on their way.
Okay, so, I mean, well, obviously, what are the new things?
Well, I guess when we're talking about material science today, and when we're looking at the materials to use for a solar cell, we have to ask, well, what are we looking for? What is the kind of ideal metric that we're looking for? And perhaps one of the most important metrics is the dollars per watt. So if you make a solar cell, you want it to have the best ratio of dollars per watt. So you want, there's sort of two sides to that equation. So you want the cost to be very low, and you want the efficiency to be very high. And so silicon solar cells are pretty good. They have a pretty good trade-off between those two kind of things. But for future emerging technologies, which people are, you know, working day and night in the lab at the moment to try and improve the technology, there's kind of two paths that you could take. And so we could try to increase the efficiency. So doing some kind of processing, get rid of silicon, do something new to make it more efficient. Or we could go the other way and try to do some kind of technology which is going to make it cheaper. And so where, I guess, from my background that I was looking at a technology where we get rid of the silicon and the whole idea is to try and make it cheaper.
Okay. So just quickly, because I don't think, I'm not aware of your background. What is your background?
So my PhD was in photovoltaic engineering.
Excellent.
So this is a segment about science, but we're starting with something which is kind of in my backyard, my kind of home territory. Yeah. So when we look at silicon, it's a pretty good example, but and we see it across rooftops everywhere. It's kind of making its way into the market. But one inherent problem with silicon is that it kind of, when you make it, it has to be very pure.
Okay.
And so the processing techniques that we use to make silicon, it's super pure and that becomes quite expensive. And so there's a whole branch of scientists thinking about how can we get around this and how can we have a different technology to make it cheaper. And ideally the way that we would like to do this is to make solar cells in the same way that we make newspapers. So, you know, if you think about the idea of like an old school newspaper, it's becoming less and less relevant, I guess, in 2017. But, you know, you have like you have the paper and you're printing ink onto that paper. And so the thing that people are looking at now is looking to use that kind of processing technique. So instead of having a really high efficiency, expensive silicon wafer, then using those kind of processing techniques where we're using organic materials and we're printing it like a newspaper, which would be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, so, okay, I mean, but what's that called?
So the material, there's multiple different ways to do that. And so there are a few different types of materials that you could use to do that. But the thing that I kind of wanted to talk about today, which is a real hot topic at the moment in solar cells, is a new kind of material that we could do using those techniques called perovskite material.
Okay.
And so this is a material, the perovskite refers to actually like the structure of the material. But a few years ago, people started making these cells with, it's kind of like the crystal structure, and we have an organic and an inorganic component, we put it together. And everyone's super excited about it, because there are a few things which make it exciting for the processing side of the technology. So as I said before, silicon solar cells, it's kind of quite expensive to make the materials, but for this one we can make it as if we're making a newspaper. And also the properties of this material are really good as well. It has really good absorption, it has very high voltage, so there's a lot of kind of advantages to this new exciting technology.
All right. So, I mean, for the average punter like me, maybe not like me, maybe like my parents, they've actually got money. When can they, I guess, invest in it or, you know, be part of that kind of production?
That's a great question. That's the million-dollar question, I guess. And so with this technology, so silicon solar cells were really developed in the 50s, and now we see them on rooftops today. And so this is a technology which it's really took off in about 2013. And so,
okay, so we're going to have to wait until, what, 2063?
Well, hopefully not. Okay. I mean, the thing is that the thing that's been super exciting about this is that normally when you have a new material, the efficiency goes up a little bit every couple of years. But for this one, it went from 3 to over 20 in like a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
So it was just extremely rapid development. But, I mean, there are still barriers to commercialization. There's a couple of companies which exist at the moment, particularly one called Oxford PV. In Oxford, they were one of the kind of founders of this technology, and they're kind of starting it, but there's a few potential barriers. One thing is that the thing about silicon is that it doesn't degrade. It just stays amazing forever. But these materials, one of the key problems at the moment is that the stability is not as good as silicon. So with a silicon solar cell, when it breaks, it's not really because of the silicon. It'd be because the metal corrodes or other kind of things. Silicon is amazing. It just lasts forever. It's basically pure sand.
Yeah.
So it just lasts forever. But I guess to answer your question in terms of when are we going to see this, at the moment scientists are working to try and make these cells in a way which they can stay around for as long as silicon. But then, I mean, hopefully it could be something which really changes the face of renewable energy.